This is the Arcane Dice Podcast.
Deep below the city of Waterdeep lies the Ender Mountain, home of forgotten civilizations. Levels upon levels filled with monstrosities, madness, violence, and riches beyond belief. Home to Halaster Blackcloak, the Mad Mage. Those who enter are subjected to his whims and fancies, be they boon or bane. It's one gold for the ride down. How many are lucky enough to pay to come back up? The Arcane Dice Podcast presents Dungeon Crawl, Legacy of the Mad Mage.
How you doing, Uncle Matt?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a lazy Sunday.
Oh, you got
Yeah, you haven't had
Sunday.
One of those in a while.
I haven't had one of those in a while.
Hey, you know what's great?
The last week was podcasts.
And?
More podcasts, because I think we're missing two Mondays, aren't we? Because I'm not available next Monday.
I think it's amazing how you're dancing around the fact that Raph just wants you to finish your character sheet. And you're like, no.
Right?
You know, you even had such a great idea for an analogy, but you haven't built on that, you son of a bitch.
It's you know what? Greatness takes time.
No, I had mine done in 2 days.
Then clearly.
Wait a minute. I think it's been longer than 6 months now.
I don't think it's been 6 months.
September, October, November. All right, 5. Sorry.
There you go. See? Hasn't been 6 months.
Yeah. Back
that doesn't mean you have 6 months.
Right?
I was not aware that there was a time limit on this. You're rushing my process.
It's not really so much as a time limit as there's other people who want to play.
Right. And get this going.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. Our fan, you're letting down today? Our single solitary fan.
Right?
We have two. You keep on fucking slagging on our original fan. Thank you very much, Jacob.
What's his name? Jerry?
Jacob Chrisman. Jackman Chrisup, remember?
Yeah. Hey, that was a great idea. Fight me. Ooh. So I'm considering taking my Switch to Ontario because Dredge just released a new DLC, and boy oh boy am I a completionist, and they made a whole bunch of things that have different aberrations of like original fish that you can catch, and now I need to have them all.
So you're taking your Switch but not your laptop?
I might. No, I'm probably not going to bring my Switch. Books.
Oh, now she's backpedaling. Yeah. Now who's...
I'm considering it, but it would be nice for the airplane.
It would be.
It would be nice for the airplane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I am strongly kicking around the idea of... Can you, with the Switch, do you still get, like, all of the old school, like, original Nintendo and Super Nintendo Ooh. Content, too?
You can.
So I got Nintendo Pass, and I get them all for free.
Boom.
Yeah. So, yeah, you get all of the, emulator games for free.
Like the original Super Mario 3.
I don't know about the OG Super Marios, but, like, Wario World, Dr. Mario.
Not what I'm looking for.
Like, the original Zelda game and stuff like that.
I want the old OG Bowser and Mario and the Fire Flower.
I think you can. I don't know. I haven't personally looked.
You need the old school or the original fucking Mario Kart.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that was good.
The new one's pretty decent.
That was fucking great.
Okay, so you want the original Super Smash or the original Mario Party?
No, Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers. Yes, Chase isn't old enough to remember the release of that.
We were all younger than Chase when they came out.
You do not remember that. It was out before you were born. Don't you try that.
I know. I had like a Nintendo Mario Bros. For like my DS when DS's first came out.
It's not the same.
What the
fuck? My little...
How dare you? How dare you, madam?
My beige handheld block I use mostly for Tetris. I was a big Tetris kid.
Yep.
And then I had my Game Boy Advance, not the one with the backlight. So, like, you had to be in a well-written room to play it.
Yep.
And I have, like, I still have all of those games because I have to keep everything. But, like, yeah, I had Mario World on that, too, and I think I might have had a Mario game. I had the Princess and the Pauper game. Bitch. Sing. Fucking plants fall down. It's great.
No, that's not it, though. But Mario Brothers.
Okay.
Hitting blocks, jumping on turtles.
So if you buy the Mario Nintendo Switch, you get a free Mario game download. That's not what you want. Nintendo
Most
Switch
of that content
expansion
is available. There's almost all of the old games are available for.
Yeah, like there's a huge archive. If you want to come over and just like look at it,
I actually got
because I bought the game.
You can't touch. Like, Family Pass. You can look at it.
I got a little Nintendo that they came out with a couple. It's got like 20 games on it or 15 games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got the Mario Brothers.
Yeah, that's not an actual Nintendo. That's like a knockoff Nintendo. That's
it says Nintendo on also, it, and it's got the right controller.
Side note, Morley, if you get one, I can just add you to my Mario family because I had to buy Mario Family to get Jesse also access to like all of the games that we could play together. You can just get added to mine, and then you don't have to pay the like $100 and some a year.
We'd be like video game family.
Yeah, but you just get access to, like, the old vintage ones for free. And you get, like, a handful of free DLCs for games and stuff like that, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
But, that's definitely...
Not the Dredge DLC.
It's definitely worth it. I like that.
I'm surprised you don't have a Switch already.
Yeah, I think the last official system that I bought was, like, a PS3.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nintendo's though are more, they have much more content geared towards children. So
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you can get Borderlands for the Switch.
Excuse me. Yeah. You can get Borderlands. I've been replaying the entire BioShock series because they released that on Switch. More I like it because you can do more group stuff, right? Because like each Joy-Con, if you get the little ones, can either be like one complete controller or two mini controllers.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of those, and then I have, like, the Nintendo Elite Gamer.
The Elite
controller?
What?
Give me two.
I'm unfamiliar with the Elite controller.
She's going to school you, yo.
She's going to untangle you. Herself.
Yep. Yeah.
She can't school me. I would work her at fucking...
Mm.
I don't know, man. Oh, yeah. You're getting old.
No.
The only way to tell for sure. Well,
that's why.
It's been a while since you played. Those reflexes aren't the same.
Yep.
Oh,
you don't have the magical beard power that you used to.
It's not about reflexes anymore. Now it's about being malicious while driving and taking people out. Oh yes.
It's the opportunistic use of the turtle shells.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I learned from the best of them. My big brother was a blue monster for. He never won fair. Not a day in his life has he won fair playing any of the games. Like, it was always through. Malicious, absolute conniving, like just I gotta give it to my brother. He was always a master of fucking manipulation for those games. Just he would on the regular just you're just about to cross the finish line and that's when the fucking blue shell or a red shell would hit you and then he'd fucking zing past you fucking
seems fair to me. If you're allowed to shoot it, it's fair.
I don't think we ever got that competitive, hey bro.
No,
Oh, it's oh, it was on in our house.
Ooh, the Elite controller. Ooh.
This is not the Elite controller.
Oh, okay.
This is your normal controller. These are the ones that like come apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can either
okay, I'm play not it impressed like so far, Chase. I'm not yeah impressed. Yeah. Where's this Elite? Show me.
Honestly, I got the Elite controller and the guy at Walmart low key made fun of me when I asked him to get it out of the cabinet.
He made fun of you? Oh, that's, shit. Well,
that's not but whoop-de-doo. That's just
it's a, like a normal fucking like Xbox controller.
Yeah.
It has like an extended battery life in comparison to the other ones. It has rumble where the other ones don't. And then the like speed
yeah
is faster than the other one. So
I don't know. Is that an official Nintendo yeah controller? Or is that
it's third party? Still cheaper than like no, this is an official Nintendo controller. Has crud all over it now that I'm looking at it close though. Yeah, no.
Damn. Yeah. Man. I mean, that kind of takes away from the whole like Switch portability of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this is if you're playing on the TV.
Yes.
I've never played my game, my Switch on my Switch. It's always been on my TV.
Oh, yeah.
I like it for being on the TV, especially with some games, because I find looking at like the tiny screen is just really straining on the eyes.
Mm-hmm. My eyes aren't that good anymore.
Animal Crossing and shit.
I do like the idea though, where like if Kiddo was playing, we could just nope her the hell out of the television room, and
she can go anywhere. Yeah. Yeah,
she can go sit in her bedroom, and yeah, it's glorious.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, especially because like if I'm playing a game and I'm really into it and then we're like going over somewhere or like I'm going over to Darren's house and him and Jesse are just turning wrenches, I can just like grab my Switch and play Cult of the Lamb or something like that as they do.
Cult of the Lamb?
Oh, so fucking good.
No.
So fucking good.
Never heard of it.
Nope. Things that we also haven't heard of. There's a green dragon flapping by the other day.
Ooh, there was a green yes dragon flapping by the other day.
The other day.
I mean, it happens.
Well, not usually, so that's why I'm kind of concerned.
Are you concerned?
Well, Harumph is very concerned.
You have concerns about a green dragon.
Indeed.
I mean, the fact that you're in a forest deep underground isn't as concerning as the green dragon?
No, because there was sunshine, and he hasn't had sunshine in here, so...
Yeah?
He was having a gay old time for a little bit here, and then... Surprise!
Surprise! Yeah. Green dragon. A will-o-wisp.
Hmm. Yes.
I mean, you guys have, stumbled on something definitely different. Definitely different.
I totally have all of my character sheets up. And character
but not in Roll 20.
Well, I was going to say.
You know, it's funny. I had Roll 20 all signed in. Did I launch the game? No.
No.
So Chase or Chitauri had wandered off ahead.
Yep.
Right.
I think she was following the will-o-wisp.
Nope. You guys were just wandering through.
Yeah, we were up there by the buildings. There's a bunch of structures.
Wandering through the forest. And again, like I said, this map is not to scale.
Good to know. Good to know.
Right.
So when you put this giant green blob over top of it, and we're like, oh, that's the dragon.
Yeah, right.
Got it. Okay.
Giant green dragon blob.
Then that will be to scale.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, you guys are wandering through this forest. Now you can see vine-covered pathways 20 feet up in the air, trees and all that. What do you guys want to do?
I can't remember if Harumph had identified the fact that he saw a green dragon fly past.
Yes. two of you. Was it Harumph or was it
Ranarat? I think it was Ranarat had a glimpse of it, but didn't quite get an eye full of it.
Yeah, I think you rolled better for the perception check. You knew it was a green dragon.
An adult green dragon.
An adult green dragon.
I just need to pump himself up there. Oh, he's feeling cold, I guess.
We could take a green dragon. Haven't we fought dragons already?
Are you putting on a snuggie?
No, just my sleeping bag.
A sleeping bag?
Yep. Oh.
A hat.
There we go.
A hoodie, a t-shirt, and a sleeping bag.
Right?
Hey, he wants to be cozy. He's also got a gather.
Almost like, so I'm not wearing any of this for you guys.
Definitely not wearing it for the viewers.
Oh, how God. No.
Yeah.
He's even got a catheter in, so he doesn't have to get up to go pee, I bet.
Oh, that could be handy.
Ooh, yeah.
Empty butt bottle.
Catheter. Yeah.
Until you got to pull it out.
What's under the desk stays under the desk.
Oh, that's for our Patreon content.
Desk cam. Hashtag desk cam.
The toilet cam.
It's the MILF cam. The mat I like to fuck. Yeah.
No.
Sadly, none of that. Sadly, none of that.
How did we lose Chase already?
Until we get the right Patreon content.
Or quickly, too.
Yeah. So, what do you guys want to do? Yeah, you're in a forest. Thickly foresty.
I could swear Chitauri was doing something. That's my concern. As she had wandered off following something. So it's kind of on what Chitauri's doing up there. Fucking.
I don't think she was following any, because there's nothing to follow. I was just mostly wandering through the trails and the.
You said we saw a will-o-wisp.
That was.
Let's play a game.
That was down by the graves.
Okay. Play a game.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, what's the general rule when you're rolling a d20 and you're going like low number notices, high numbed, and you roll a 10?
What are you noticing?
Well, 1 to 10.
Like generally,
1 to 10 is the low number. There's no zero, so 1 to 10 is low. 1 to 10 is 11 low. To 20
Chitauri
is high.
Chitauri can't differentiate the fact that there's a will-o-wisp or if it's her own dancing lights.
Well, oh. The will-o-wisp was down by the grave. The will-o-wisp was the one calling for
up
vengeance.
That was a little while ago.
Chitauri is a general vibe, but not that vibe.
I thought we were hearing something that was in the grave, not a will-o-wisp.
Well, I mean...
No, it was asking us to, like, dig it up, and we're like, grave robbing's for chumps, let's move on.
Right? It was calling for vengeance. It was calling for revenge. It was calling for the death of that elven witch.
Now is not the time to be making enemies, good man. Let's wander a little further down then, since we're exploring buildings. Rump's going to wander and start tapping down this wall.
Okay, so as you guys, this is not to scale. So,
sure.
As you're wandering through the forest, Harumph, the woods give way to a glade, serenaded by two blue jays.
An air freshener? What?
Yeah. Their duet, however, falls short once you emerge from the brush. The silence swells, interrupted only by the snoring of a young elven lass laying amongst the branches of a great oak tree.
Where do I see that?
Just in the general, like I said, this map isn't to scale, so as you're wandering through this forest that you're in here, this is kind of where you find it.
I understand it's not to scale, but somewhere in here is an elven lass snoozing, so where would that be?
Right where you're standing.
It's an odd place to take a nap. I would have taken a nap over by the pond, personally.
Right.
Well, Harumph, concerned for the well-being of some random lady is going to walk over and gently tap her on the shoulder. Excuse me. Is this perhaps not the best place to take a nap?
Okay. So you go to tap her. And you do. She kind of...
Wrong tapping, Morley.
She kind of startles awake. And's like, oh my. Sorry, I was just enjoying the warmth of the evening sun. I do apologize for, you know, falling asleep like this. Please. You need not worry.
Well, I'm a little worried. There's a light over there that's threatening homicide, so that's usually not a good way to start the day. I was enjoying the sun as well earlier, but these people... waves back at the other three.
Hello!
Said we needed to move forward.
Mm.
So here we are, and here you are, and are you the elven witch that sparkly thing mentioned? It seems a little angry at you.
Her face darkens as you say that.
Oh.
And she... Yes. I am Willow, and these are my woods.
Well, hello, Willow. These are lovely woods, and I quite appreciate the sun.
Mm. It is...
Is that your doing?
It is nice. You may enjoy the peaceful sunshine in my woods and rest, relax, and perhaps rejuvenate.
I like this idea of rejuvenation. Corey starts like subconsciously touching the crow's feet and like looking at the gray in her hair and... Interesting.
Okay. I bet you could find some mud over in that pond to put on your crow's feet.
I could find all sorts of fucking things to just spread on my face. Why don't you try telling me a little bit more about beauty secrets, you crusty old fuck?
Oh, that reminds me, shit. I actually fucking went to Hero Forge and actually made fucking...
Oh, you made a rumpf?
I did.
Nice.
Hold on a second.
I keep calling you Rumpf instead of Ha-Rumpf, because then I don't mistake it for Ha-Azen.
Because I know Hero Forge, you used to, like, make your character, they'd make it for you, and then you'd buy, like, you could get them to print it and send it to you.
Yeah.
Can you just buy, like, the print file for
you? You can actually do that. Yeah. It's way cheaper. But they now have the colored versions, so... Oh, I sent that in Lost Minds. Whatever. She'll get to see it.
So I just create a character in Hero Forge and then screenshot it.
Yeah, that's what I did. I didn't actually pay for the thing, but...
Right?
Same. Yep. I'm terrible. Well, I like making the characters.
Sometimes.
You'll see.
They are fun, though.
Sometimes. So Rumpf. An elven lass.
His stolen fucking...
Gun with the purple. I see.
And she has told you that you are free to enjoy the pleasures of her forest.
Well, I've never said no to a lass offering the pleasures of her forest before, so why would I start now? I believe they call this the honey pot.
And then she looks around, seems to notice perhaps where the sun is, as it's getting into evening, and she turns and looks at you and says, perhaps this is not the best place for, you know, our meetings. You are more than welcome to meet me in my tower later, and we can continue. And she shapeshifts into a raven and flutters away.
Oh, you got like a handful of bird seed. You're going to get some poo.
Flies away.
Mm-hmm. Can't hear what Raph's saying. Did everybody else see that? Like her turn into a bird and like fly away? Like that lady that Harumph was talking to?
Yeah, I think we're
I don't see why not. Like I said, like this map is like isn't to scale, so I would assume you were all kind of together in this group.
Guys, did you see that? Look at how fucking cool that lady is. She's like an angel. She has wings.
This is the thing that broke Chitauri's mind.
Right?
Turning into a fucking bird.
And flying away.
This is
the best fucking mic drop. Come on.
Is Chitauri going to fucking multi-class into druid so she can get a little bit of shapeshifting going?
I don't know. I thought about it, but I feel like Chitauri is like a bard through and through.
Right? Not everybody multi-class is just a min-max there, Raph.
Laugh, bard.
Called out.
There are specific reasons for everything I do, and it's not just min-maxing. Thank you very much.
Min-max.
So every character he has can be ultra OP.
Min-max.
But it's in Sorry, keeping Raph. With the story, guys.
Focused.
We love you.
Focused.
And you hold us up.
Focused. My so characters much. Are focused.
Focused.
That was mine.
Focused.
Right.
Fuck-assed.
Focused on the vibes.
Right. Yeah. Like birds flapping away and pooping on you.
Although, sidebar combo, I have noticed that most of my characters tend to embrace chaos in some form or the other. So I really appreciate all of this like wild magic extra, because that's like two more big scooping spoonfuls of flavor. I love it.
Right?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yes, a lot of fun. Hazen would like to have a word with you, but anyways, from your pocket.
Because your character is the only character that dies doesn't mean you
when
get
the
to
bird flies away that it was a shapeshifter. If it poops while it's flying away, does that poop revert back to regular size? Because it's
full size people.
Big old dookie fucking comes whipping down. Yeah. Fucking
Josh.
No.
Ooh, like this bird hates you. Yeah.
Or do you think like because like they still like are a bird with like people thoughts? If it's like. They get to choose if it's like a human size shit or a bird size shit, dependent on their mood. I don't
think that's how that works, because a human size shit coming out of a bird.
Right.
Eggs. How do you think eggs happen? They don't poop them, but like cloacas are wild.
This is the Sunday morning conversation we're having, is it?
One point of inspiration for Chase's intimate knowledge of chicken uteruses.
I fucking grew up on a farm!
Yeah. Yep. You did.
Side note, I wouldn't be mad about that point of it.
I mean, you're just gonna use it like not get your boots wet again or something.
Right?
So, right?
Doesn't do a hell of a lot of good, but.
So, what do you guys want to do? Let's,
I think we should gussy up our man to go on a hot date.
Gussy up your man to go on a hot date.
I have costuming gear, so like we can clear up some like blemishes, maybe put some like primer on to like smooth out some wrinkles.
Yeah, redo the braids and his beard and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe put some like beads or something into him.
Right.
His outfit a good scrub, being like dried blood is not the key to a lady's heart. We're just gonna squeak at that.
All right.
I have prestidigitation. I'm just gonna like start cleaning his general garb. Yep. I'm going to add some, like, laundry fresh scent to it. A little Irish Spring.
Huh. Well, what would you guys like to do?
I feel like we've been announcing what we want to do.
Yeah, a forceful makeover of Harump.
Yeah.
So is she going to be, like, up in the tippy top of the tower? Can we, like, go and get, like, refuge in, like, the bottom area of the tower so we're, like, still in and sheltered but, like, not interrupting whatever is going on up there?
That is a good question. I mean, you could see a tower off into the distance to the southwest.
The southwest.
So it's not this?
Nope. That's not the tower.
No. What is this?
That is a squat stone. Looks like a squat stone guardhouse.
Okay, so we have
with moss and vines.
We're nowhere near the tower. Like, we wouldn't be able to see it yet on the map.
Okay. It is down to the southwest.
Benrat, time to do a runner. Let's blow off some of the blackness on this map.
Can we? Chitauri wants to go and, like, knock on this door to see if there's any, like, movement. Like, yoo-hoo!
You're looking for proof of life around here?
Yeah.
Okay, you go,
Avon calling.
You go knock on the door. You hear only a perception check.
Oh. Daddy's doing a runner.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what I asked, but...
And squirrel.
13.
You hear nothing.
Oh, yeah, dice. Shit.
Yep.
I hear nothing.
Dice are overrated.
Does the door open? Like, can I try it?
You want to open the door?
Not force it, right. But just, like, try the door. Yeah.
Yeah, it appears to, open. Do you want to open it?
Guys, I found this room. Can I go into it? What's the worst that can happen, right?
10 years.
No answer. Okay, I'm going.
10 years. That's what can
open
happen.
The door. I open the door without stepping in. Okay. Like, I like let it swing open.
You open the door. A rusty lantern hanging from the rafter lights this room. Brightly illuminating a musty room that contains 4 wooden beds. At the foot of each bed is an empty, overturned chest.
That's only really ominous. Hey guys, I found like a super ominous room.
Ooh, we should have a nap. Or is it still morning?
No, it's getting into the evening.
We should sleep in the ominous room. But it is lit, which is probably a good sign.
Could we burn some sage and clear it of its ominousness?
Ooh, some sage. Yeah.
I'm gonna carefully enter the room, checking for traps or maybe mummies that are gonna fall from the ceiling.
Roll me perception.
Ten.
Appears to be mummy free.
Great. I'm going to go to this door, do the same thing. Knock, listen for sounds.
All right. You knock and listen for sounds. Roll my perception.
One of these, I swear, will have to be good. It's a 12.
You don't hear anything.
Cool, I'm going to slowly open the door, same as the last time, and look at my surroundings without entering.
Okay, so you open the door, and you can see that the trees in this part of the forest are shrouded with thick webs. And you can see cocoons hanging from the boughs. of the trees.
Cocoons. Does there seem to be life in the cocoons? Like humanoid, friendly life. Not, this is a nest of spider babies and I poke it and nightmares.
It seems to be more... Nightmares. Roll me a nature check.
Yeah, I feel like it's all nightmares.
All nightmares. Oh!
Guys, it's been higher than an 11.
Yeah!
Woo! Okay, nature. I am fine at that. How does a 14 look?
14 looks like these are possibly lunch bags.
Like, so rare they're still mooing lunch bags, or?
No, not mooing anymore. More,
Okay. Chitauri's going to slowly close the door.
Slowly close the door. All right.
Move back this way, and I want to check out this room.
Okay.
Same thing. Knock, listen.
Okay, roll deception.
12.
Don't hear anything.
Great. Okay. Open the door without entering.
Door does not open.
Oh.
It moves a little bit, but it seems to be blocked on the other side.
Is anybody home? Gonna yell into the door.
Nothing.
Like, I feel if we go through the spiderweb area, we would get to, like, the other side of these walls. But maybe because it is getting dark and that angel lady said that we don't want the dark, we should move on to her tower.
Possibly. I mean, you could also stay in the other room.
I mean... Harm not, lest he be harmed. I feel like wherever we are, we're pretty safe.
That's fair. So do we want to bunk up in this room for the night, or do we want to make sure that Harumph goes and takes on his first lady invitation in the past, like, 20 years?
I mean, I think he's probably going to need to prep for something like that. Maybe we can assist him with some, like, tips and tricks on how to talk to women, you know.
We're not doing the We're the Miller shit, are we?
Oh, pretending that we're, like, all related?
I'm specifically referring to the, like, Trailer Park RV scene.
He's not getting the point of what you're saying there.
Nor am I.
It's been a hot minute since I saw it.
But, yeah.
Oh.
All right, so you have a guardhouse that has a door open that opens, lit by a lantern, and you have one where the door seems to be blocked.
All right, door is blocked. Oh, hi, Delilah.
Delilah.
She is rubbing her face up against the microphone. Mm-hmm. Now she's not. Can you get a hobby?
She has a hobby. It's pestering her mother.
Right?
She has, like, not been 2 feet away from me, like, all weekend.
Aw. She knows you.
Yeah, butt in face. Over her so many
butt
times.
In face. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's Kat. Aw, there is.
Blurring out the entire camera.
Cold. She just wants
Delilah.
Something warm.
Oh. Chase just turned off her camera and fucked everything up.
I'm sorry. I tried to turn off the blur to turn off the camera.
Now Jonesy has to fix all the YouTube stuff.
No,
hi, Kat. Hello, Delilah.
Yeah. So what are we going to do?
Okay.
Well, if it's been a while, Rob's going to walk into this room and he's thinking about a nap.
Yeah.
He's been out in the sun all day. He's seen a green dragon. This seems like a good place to chill the fuck out.
Chill the fuck out.
Chitauri is going to run back over to this door and, like, block it, though.
Block it? All right. Yeah. Yeah, the beds have...
Spider boys for Chitauri only.
The beds have moldy mattresses on them.
One time.
There's that old joke, but I can't use it here. Build 1,000 bridges.
Yep. Pluck out the eyes of one spider.
So you guys are going to take...
She wasn't plucking his eyes.
Go for a rest in this building?
Are we up for another rest? Can we do a long rest, or is it just short rest only at this point?
It's getting towards evening. It's been a fairly long day.
Okay.
Leaving the Twisted Caverns and traversing through this forest.
All right, Renny Rat. We're making the whistling noises. Come on back.
Is this just a new thing we've got where we make whistling noises?
Whistling noises. We got two of you.
Get your ass back here!
Right? Okay. You guys, how are you?
Whippoorwill.
How are you going about your long rest? What are the things that you're going to do?
Rest long?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Chitauri is not going to go into one of the beds. She's going to prop herself up against this door to try and keep it from opening. Or if it does try and open, it'll like knock her over kind of deal.
Harumph is just fallen into one of the... It's a bed. He hasn't had a bed in forever.
All right. Moldy mattress.
Why are Corey and Ranarat not in the room? Can you guys get in the room?
I suppose you guys are outside the room. You're in the spider webby area that Chitauri was trying to prevent.
Zoom in. Oh, okay. So you guys just walked in and then stopped.
Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
It's the room with beds. That sounds like a pretty good place to rest.
The rest of the room.
Camp activities. First, what is your camp activities going to consist of?
Sleeping.
Marshmallows. Ghost stories. Maybe some like general hygiene and personal maintenance.
Are marshmallows spider's eyes?
Are you lighting a fire?
Inside?
Well, there's probably a little fireplace or something in here. Maybe a lantern.
Yeah.
A wooden stove, perhaps.
There is a lantern hanging from the rafter that's giving off light.
Wait, the lantern's already lit?
Yep.
All right, sus. That's it. I'm out of here, guys.
What's the worst that could happen? Goldilocks?
Okay.
Ooh, yes. Can I do a perception check for porridge?
Sure.
Nice. 17.
No porridge. Perception.
Oh, damn it.
But yes, there is a small iron stove in this room.
Okay. Sure. So, does anybody want to pop a spark? Put her in?
Do you have wood to burn, or are you going to have to go out and collect some kindling from around the area?
I mean, there's furniture in here too, right?
Yeah, there's beds. Some overturned wooden chests.
Yeah, the overturned.
Interesting.
Yeah. The stuff that looks like it's like not used or not in good repair, or if it's already damaged, we'll just reduce it to ash and make it easier to clean.
Right. Yeah, at the foot.
But yeah, we can grab a couple of like already fallen branches and...
All right.
Remember, do no harm.
Okay. You guys gonna post a watch?
Rump's already asleep.
So, Rump gets last?
Last shift. You betcha.
Okay.
All right.
Leaves three of you.
First watch?
Corey will take first watch.
All right. Are you staying inside? Are you wandering around outside?
I feel like that's a loaded question.
I mean, it's wildly loaded. There's two entrances to this building, is there?
Two entrances to this building. One to the north and one to the bottom southwest. You okay. came in well, through the I southwest. Would like to...
Chitauri has wedged herself against the northern door right. as a doorstop, so... And she's yeah. muted, so we can't hear her.
Yeah, I will... I'll go through the...
Jesse's in hey, here, Jess. Sorry.
I'll go muted. Through the southern one, and I'll just kind of keep a lookout all around our, like... the southern and the western side, just like, yeah, Glenn, I can give you some better shit. Yeah. So, like just along here and along there.
All right. So you'll be outside.
Yeah. But like kind of just like hanging out around here.
All right. Door open.
But like, depending on how cold it is.
No, it's like a warm autumn night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Door partially open. Like, I don't close it, like, directly behind me, but nothing's right. getting around me to get into it.
All right. All right, as your shift goes through, you notice pale, flickering light around the door. If you're outside, you hear, "The witch must die."
Oh, this guy again.
Little bastard's persistent.
Right? Kill her. She is nothing but evil. Do not fall to the same fate I fell to. End her.
You could be like a really vindictive ex, though, and we don't know. So, like, what happened
you're
sleeping, to you?
You don't know. Cory will just be like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to like specifically feign like I don't hear it." I'm gonna kind of just ghost la, the la, ghost. La, 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 la,
la. You're going to ghost the ghost. All right.
Yeah. And although, like, I am hearing it, I'm clocking it, it's going to be part of my handover, I'm not, like, interacting, I'm not acknowledging, I'm just like, oh, you know, it's, what a beautiful sky at night, and, yeah. like, specifically not looking at the glowing lights in the forum and shit.
Okay, yeah, your shift goes through, this flickering globe of light, fluttering around you. Telling you things such as she'll kill you. Every other adventurer has died. You'll fall to the same fate. Kill her. Kill her. Vengeance. Avenge me. I was her lover.
Ooh.
See, truth's coming out.
She turned against me like she will turn against you.
I was her lover. She will betray you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who's up next for watch?
Who would be next? Yeah.
I'll go.
Okay. I'll do a quick, inside hand over there with Ranarat. Am I still hearing anything inside this building?
Inside? No, it's mostly outside.
Okay. So I'll tell Rat about what I heard. I was like, yeah, you know, that guy's back again. You know, pay him no, never mind. He keeps going on about the elven witch. Yada, yada, yada. So be on alert while you're being on alert.
Sounds good. What do you, kind of a roll do you need there?
I don't need a roll. Again, you can see the flickering, pale, ghostly light from outside the door.
I'm just gonna look, and I'm gonna close the door.
Just gonna close the door?
Can't see it. Don't know it.
Right. Right, close the door. You can see the light flickering underneath it, through the gap, and more cries of vengeance and revenge, and how you'll fall the same fate that he did.
Can you keep it down over there? Some of us are trying to sleep.
And how, she has killed so many that you will be just another.
Just another.
Just another.
That's right. Ran a rat's used to it.
Ran a rat's used to it. All right.
Yeah.
So your shift goes through pretty well the same way.
Just another Goblin Monday.
Right. Who would be next?
Chitauri can go next, but she's still going to sit there awake, blocking off this door.
Oh, you're just going to stay by that door?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you don't want to interact with this guy at all?
Nah.
All right.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's all good. Yeah.
Seems like that guy at the bar that, like, just keeps on talking about his, like, ex. It's like, I think you were the red flag, not her.
Yep.
Again,
he's that all my exes are crazy guy, and you're like, you realize you're the
common. You are the common denominator. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Flickering light. You all the way over there, so you ignore it. Cries again of vengeance and revenge. Kill the witch. But your shift passes, leaving, I guess, her rump for the last.
Trump is going to walk over to the edge of that door.
Right.
And stuff his cloak into the bottom edge, smothering any noise coming through.
All right.
Would you be quiet out there? We can talk later. It's sleeping time now. Shush.
Shush. Shush is the will-o-wisp. All right. Yeah. Muffled cries for vengeance.
Is there anything in this room? Like you said, there was a couple of broken chests.
So there are four beds with moldy mattresses and an overturned chest in each, at the foot of each bed.
I would like to quietly parse through each chest looking for any material of who lived here, what was going on here.
All right.
Should I, like, a roll for anything?
No, it's empty. Like, there's this room is... For lack of better word, it looks like people have gone through this room before, and anything that has been in here has been pretty well picked.
Well, I get that, Dave, right, but you being a soldier and us being a soldier, how many times did guys draw on the back of their headboards or fucking doodle a dick on their fucking...
Or put a sticker.
Oh, yeah. a lot of doodle dicks.
Yeah.
A lot of doodle dicks. I rolled a 14, and you said perception?
Yep.
Why is it that army guys 18. Always draw decks?
18.
I don't know.
Again, like I said, the chests are overturned. There's nothing in it. The room is musty, and old. It looks like nobody's been in here for years and years and years. The lantern continues to provide bright illumination. It seems to have a continuous flame spell on it.
Nice.
But other than that, the room is strangely barren and empty.
All right. Do we get our hit points back after the rest then?
Yep.
So if it's got a permanent flame spell attached to it, I do the tap to the side of the nose and I point to Ranarat and I was like, this feels like it should be ours now. What do you think?
Oh, aye.
So there's no actual fuel in the lantern. It's just a continual flame spell?
Yeah.
That's a pretty sweet fucking piece of kit.
That is a sweet piece of kit.
Does it put off heat, or is it just...
Not continual. Continual flame is just light, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I don't think continual flame puts off heat.
And, sorry, is it a lantern, or is it on, like, connected to the wall?
It's a lantern.
Cool.
Hanging from Ranarat the...
If we're done, Ranarat will put that in my bag of holding.
Yeah.
Yoink.
Yeah. It creates no heat.
Perfect. All so right. We don't have to worry about it catching the bag on fire.
Yeah.
So is Chitauri still wedged in against this door, preventing us from going that way? Chitauri?
Oh, yeah, she is.
So she slept against this door. That's a comfy sleep.
Right? At worse.
All right, so are we going the way through Chitauri's spider-webbed room, or are we looking through more of this area down here into the forested area where we met the lady?
I thought we were going to continue on to her tower.
Well, we don't
see what she's all about. No,
we don't even know where her tower is.
But you see it off in the distance.
Southwest.
It's just to
the southwest.
The literal fucking tower in the middle of a forest.
We're seeing a sun in a fucking dungeon. So,
yep.
I mean, hiding a tower doesn't seem that great a fucking. All right. Well, Hiram's going to walk outside. And is that stupid will-o-wisp still kicking around?
No, it's morning.
Ah, peace and quiet, finally. And I'm just going to walk
down. Now is when we should take our long rest.
Right? Is this door to this southern room, is it locked or unlocked?
It seems to be locked.
Blocked? Can I try to force it with a strength check?
Roll me a strength check.
I do have a crowbar. Would I get advantage for that then?
Can I come give assistance? I'll give assistance.
Crowbar 5e. Grants advantage to strength checks where the crowbar's leverage can be applied. Yes.
Fantastic.
Do you get double advantage if 17? I help?
No. There's no such thing as double advantage. I have a plus one of strength, so that's an 18 strength.
18. Okay, so you managed to pry this room open. It seems it was barricaded.
Nice.
So,
we're curious about to find out why it's
right.
Yeah, barricaded.
Well, it was barricaded from the inside, not the outside. Yes. So somebody was inside trying to prevent us from getting in. So.
Right, so
maybe it was just that goddamn will-o-wisp.
Yeah, you can see piled behind the doors are broken chairs, shattered benches, and empty chests.
and there's nothing else?
You can see a wooden trestle table lies on the side in the middle of the room. An iron chandelier with melted wax candles is suspended from the rafter above it. And there is an arch carved into the middle of the east wall.
An arch?
Yes.
I'm going to inspect the arch.
All right. Okay, so the frame of this archway has been carved to look like the trunks of trees. And a close inspection reveals the image of a dead tree carved into its keystone.
Hey, you guys should come take a look at this. This is very neat. Chitauri, have you ever heard of anything like this?
I want to try something real quick. Is it a tree?
Oh
Jesus.
She says from the bottom of a well.
As she yells from the other room, I guess.
Yeah.
I just was like, oh, I have like two different reverb buttons. I wonder what these do. Okay, I'll come look at things. What am I looking at?
there's an archway here decorated what appears to be trees, and then at the top of the keystone is a tree. Have you ever heard of anything like this in any of your stories?
They're like musical poetic eddas. Thank you. Have I?
roll me a history check.
Because it's based off of like my knowledge of like songs and stuff like that I've heard. Advantage?
No.
Do you say no?
You said no. You do have a.
I feel like there's inspiration, like bardic knowledge or something like that, though, isn't there? With like the College of Lore, I thought there was something that I get.
Hey, that'd be great if you knew your character and you could tell him that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we forget things about ourselves. All right.
Yeah, you're right. Just a regular roll.
Just regular.
19.
Plus what? Plus? Any plus?
Give me a second. Give me a second. I'm just going through the other.
History.
21.
You've known nothing about it. It hasn't come up in any stories or songs or anything of that nature.
Harumph is going
to. Has anybody touched it?
Well, Harumph was just going to touch it. And just.
Okay, yeah, you touch it.
I'm looking for any kind of an activation button or anything hidden on it.
Roll me your perception.
Perception. That's a 16 plus. Perception plus 4. So not natural 20.
So, like I said, the gate, the archway is carved with. Carved to look like the trunks of trees. All up around. And then the keystone is a carving of a dead tree.
Why is that one dead, Chitauri?
Do I see any like visible wounds or anything like that?
Nope. It's just the carving.
Great question.
The carving is,
I would assume, poison.
The tree was poisoned.
Yeah.
Yes.
Herbicide.
Tree poison.
Well, like, I'm just thinking, like, if it was, like, had, like, a giant axe mark or something in it, I'd be like, there we go. Mortally wounded. Yeah. That's why it's dead. No, like, outward sign. I'm not a fucking druid, man.
It's true.
Right?
It's true. We are not druids.
Okay, give me 1 second. I just got to run and be right back.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Tactical pause.
Tactical pause. I got to make sure somebody gets picked up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Does anybody pause. Else need... Anybody need a pee break? Pee break, anyone? Anybody? Pee? No?
No, I'm fine. I just pulled a dog hair out of my nose.
Doesn't that make it a nose hair?
I was going to say, that makes it a chase hair, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
It's like a white and brown Sora hair, so it's very clearly not one of the ones that comes out of my nose. And I feel like I would have immediately sneezed if it was one of my own. Unrelated question, Raph, what's the temperature like over there?
It's pretty nice right now, but it's supposed to deteriorate throughout the week.
So, like, what kind of jacket am I bringing with me?
A warm one.
Okay, so, like, I have, like, my Falraven, like, good up to minus 60, like, goose down jacket. Or I have, like, mild winter jacket, or I have, like...
Well, what I would suggest is a mild winter jacket.
Late fall coat.
With kit. A backup, like, puffy to put on.
Delilah!
Delilah.
So Jessie has the 3D printer going.
Yeah.
And she just, like, straight up was, like, on the plate, like, looking. Sorry. So you guys need like a cat cage winter jacket, but with like layers.
Yeah. Always go layers. Okay. Always.
So we bought this cabinet. Layers. Look at my messy room. Woo woo. This cabinet.
Okay. Ooh.
Was purchased for the 3D printer.
Oh yeah, that's badass.
There's the 3D printer.
Hello. What are you guys making?
What's that?
For my needle punching stuff, I have like a little pair of scissors, but they don't have like a cap or anything on them, and they're like very sharp. So Jesse's making me a cap so I don't stab myself accidentally.
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. Pickup has been activated.
Was good what?
Or confirmed. Pickup has been confirmed.
Yes.
Good. Good job.
She's already home. Didn't even know.
Oh shit. Well done.
Well done. Yeah. So there are, what's it? Trees carved into the archway, the keystones, a dead tree. And this room is, again, this room, unlike the other room, this room is, like, ransacked. Both doors are barricaded. The one to the southwest is also barricaded. Things are just trashed and piled. Shattered benches all throughout.
So I did some foraging. Can I like a handful of like sticks and berries? Does that do anything?
In what way?
I don't know. It's like the doorknob in Alice in Wonderland where it just like opens up.
Wait, well, how do you offer these sticks and berries?
Very eclectic Fern Gully-esque dance.
Nothing happens.
Is there like an offering plate that I'm missing?
No, it's an archway.
Okay, but the way you ask me questions makes me feel like if I did that in a very specific way, something would happen.
Quite possibly.
Is there like any books or scrolls or literally anything with writing on it that would give some sort of inclination of like what the fuck this
is? Roll my perception check.
Ooh, 20. Dirty 20.
Nope. No books, no scrolls, but there is a dead halfling in the northwest corner behind an iron stove whose face is twisted into a mask of horror.
Ooh.
Can I look at his face through the bronze mask that I have? I won't push the mask up against my face because I'm so concerned about that. But like COVID protocol is just kind of like hold it up and look through the eyes.
Yeah. Dead halfling.
Great. What if I look at the arch with that?
It is a arch, stone arch. Frame has been carved to look like the trunks of a tree.
What dead halfling?
And the image of a dead tree is carved into its keystone.
I think he'd said that there was like a body already in here.
Dead halfling in the northwest corner.
Okay, so nothing different when I look through the mask, though. There's no like Easter eggs.
No Easter eggs, no nothing.
Well, Harumph's overlooking at the dead halfling now.
Right.
Can I do a medicine check to figure out how he died?
Yeah, roll me your medicine check.
Medicine check.
Medicine. Where are you, you son of a bitch? Oh, I have a +7. That's a not natural 20.
It looks like he died from several lightning shocks.
Oh, shit.
Inside of a room?
A barricaded room.
What else? Is the other door over here barricaded? Can I check that?
Yeah, it's barricaded.
So nothing was in here except for him, and somehow he got... Can I do a... I don't know if it would be insider history. I'm looking... Because if I remember, there's insight. Something about will-o-wisps and lightning. That's an 11 insight. Of plus 7, so 18.
18. let me see here. Why is that not giving me the what's it to the who? Yeah, will-o-wisp. yeah, you know that will-o-wisps do use like lightning shocks to attack.
Oh shit. Okay.
And that they can be incorporeal.
I'm going to call everybody in and point all this stuff out. I think that little will-o-wisp is lying or certainly aggravating the truth or the story that he's pushing. This seems very suspect. Also, there's a dead tree up there. What do you make of that?
Sorry, my Skype just went down for a second. First of all, literally said, don't trust this guy. He's trying to turn us into grave robbers. Nobody listens.
We're listening. We didn't rob a grave.
You haven't robbed a grave.
Oh, I like Matt's new background. I like the watermarks all over it. zero to 10. So we've all decided that Mr. Toxic X has killed this poor little halfling.
The evidence certainly doesn't help his case.
Yeah, but like will-o-wisps don't have like a spirit or a personality assigned to them, though, do they?
Necessarily. They're will-o-wisps used to be known for leading people into like swamps to die.
Yeah, like mischievous shit. Not well, like actively attacking.
Sure, if that's what you're gonna call mischievous. They literally led people to their death. So that's not mischievous. Yeah, that's
but weren't responsible for like actually doing the killing.
Well.
No, it's kind of like Silkies where they would be like, you want to ride the horse, and you get on the horse and then they fucking drown you. Like
that seems very specific.
Will-o-wisp would like lead people into like the forest and yeah, and like swamps and stuff like that, and then like disappear and people wouldn't remember how to get back. Because they were following this thing.
Right.
So, malicious?
Yes.
Malicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, malicious. Possibly. Yeah.
Regardless, I know those little bastards can use shocks.
Right?
What do you mean plug in my device?
You plug in your device.
I plugged in my device.
Apparently.
Don't tell me what to do.
Right? Yes. And a dead halfling.
Figure out what's going on.
Yep.
In the corner.
Can I loot the halfling?
Possibly.
I don't think that we checked him.
Possibly.
You haven't did checked a medicine him. Check.
No. I honestly thought Harumph was going to just start like yoinking all of his belongings, so I wasn't going to start.
Yeah, you could loot the halfling.
That's where Ranorak comes in.
On the halfling, you find
an investigation or anything.
Never mind. He's wearing halfling-sized leather armor. It's clutching a silvered short sword in one hand and a burnt torch stub in the other.
Silvered. Short sword. Can I ask,
Corey to come over and use her mage hand to put it into my bag of holding?
Yes, Corey will do that.
Yeah.
Or I don't... We could just be like, Hey, Haram, come check out this sword. You could use it as a dagger.
I don't see if there's like particularly like a purple sort of glow about it or anything. That's the fucking first tip off of the last one. There doesn't seem to be anything with this.
What did I miss? What's that you found?
We found a sword for you. Look at it. It's shiny.
Did we sell that sword?
No. Halfling sized leather armor, a silvered short sword, a burnt torch stub. There's also a pack and a small pouch.
Harumph is going to go through all of it, including picking up the sword.
All right.
What's this?
It is a silvered short sword.
I was going to slide that into my belt.
All right. Can you use a short sword?
Yeah. Can I use a short sword?
Well, you are a cleric, so.
Sorry, what's in his pack?
So you open the pack. It's a Dungeoneer's pack with spoiled rations and 5 torches remaining.
Extra 5 torches. Oh, is that so? Mr. Not Touching Things.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just going to put it in.
Fine.
Put it in the bag of holding.
All right. What else? What's in the little bag?
4 gold.
4 gold. Oh, so it's a coin pouch?
Coin pouch.
So a Dungeoneer's pack contains a crowbar, a hammer, 10 pitons,
pitons.
It has 5 torches, a tinderbox, 10 days of spoiled rations, a water skin, and 50 feet of hempen rope.
Well, that's, yes, please. All those things, except the rations, of course.
Right?
No key or anything like that on them, hey? No, like, jewelry that's key-shaped, maybe made out of wood.
4 gold pieces.
And how fresh is this dead halfling?
Not that fresh. It's more of a mummified kind of whatever.
Okay. So all the goo has, like, since dried up.
Yeah.
Okay.
The goo has dried up.
Yeah, you know, like that, like the silly slime that your kid leaves out and doesn't tell you about.
Right?
Just kind of.
And then that archway.
Well, I feel like we should mark this archway.
Right. You've seen archways before. Like, you know they've been.
And this is in keeping with, like, the other, like, transport archways that we've
No, it's seen. The same concept, right? You've seen these archways before, but you've yet to figure out how to activate one. Oh, no way. I think you tried to activate. You activated
one. No, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did one before, and it was because the keystone had the picture of the thing that it requires to activate. So we needed, like, a dead tree.
There was also the one with, like, the piano or Chitauri, like, played music at it, and it opened up as well.
Or something, yeah.
Archway with dead tree. Noted.
Great.
Now I just need to... There you go. Bloop. No, a little bit higher up there. Fuck you.
I thought the dead tree... Yeah, okay. Never mind.
Whatever. There.
Sorry.
Shit.
I want to go have an Instagram girl moment now that we're not focusing on this archway in this pond.
Yeah.
All right.
Corey goes with. Yeah.
It is a clear pond. Water is fresh. You can see fish and whatever swimming lazily about.
Don't step on it. Don't. While you're fucking splashing around there, like living your best self and all that shit, don't step on a fucking fish. Because if we kill anything, I'm. Sorry, dice just fell. I'm pretty fucking sure that that green fucking air balloon above us will just start raining holy fucking terror. So be careful where you're stepping, eh?
Fish are friends, not food.
Exactly. They're also not fucking slippers. So.
No, I'm not planning on stepping on any fish. Can I, like, you know when you're at, like, the beach and you're, like, doing that weird little shuffle walk? Can I, like, kind of do that around the bottom and see if I, like, feel anything?
Sand, pebbles, seaweed, all your normal pond feelings.
Gotcha. Do I feel rejuvenated?
I don't know. How do you feel about getting your feet wet?
Last time it was a point of inspiration.
She said rejuvenate in the forest. Like, people fucking hop into, like, hot springs and, like, glacier springs all the fucking time, and they say it's the best thing ever.
I mean, it is.
I mean, it's pretty nice, but rejuvenated? I don't know. I guess that would be more to how you would feel about wandering through a freshwater pond with fish swimming around in it. Would that rejuvenate you?
Kind of nice. I feel like that's rejuvenating. Shinari's going to get out, and I'm assuming there's going to be like some sort of like rock with moss and just kind of like splay out.
Splayed out.
Let the sun dry me off.
Right.
Nothing nefarious about the pond, guys.
Currently.
I will take this opportunity at the pond, though, to, like, refill water, canteens, all that kind of stuff.
All right.
Top myself back up again.
Top yourself back up. Plus, you got an extra one now with the water skin you found in the engineering pack held by the halfling.
It's true. Yep. Well, I mean, I don't have it. I think Ratty still has it. Ah, but
well,
when we get back there, I'll make that suggestion.
Right. So what'd you guys like to do? I mean,
so it's morning now.
It is morning.
We can see that tower in the distance.
Southwest.
Yeah. I'd kinda like to like check out in and around it. And then just get a feel as to like whether or not we're planning on like knocking on her door after dark. Are we going to like drop in for lunch?
Right.
Yeah.
So I've highlighted the tower. Well, not highlighted, but opened up the tower on the map. So if you zoom out a little bit, you'll be able to see it to the southwest.
Oh shit! Seen. Okay. Just tracked around there. Cool. Okay. Well, that's It's not like it's a day's journey or anything.
No, so I mean,
it's relatively close.
Well, again, this map's definitely not to scale, so it would take a little while to get there, yes. But
Noted.
And again, in this area of the forest, you can hear howling. What is howling? Moaning?
Somebody's having a good time.
Right? To the from the northwest, an eerie moan coming from the northwest.
You mean that Chitauri was blocking us from leaving and going into that area?
No, that would be the northeast.
Oh, the spooky one over there. Yeah, we haven't looked over there.
Right.
All right. I'll head on back and talk to our guys who are currently crouched over a dead mummy.
Yeah. Corey and Chitauri can hear it way better by the pond than as opposed towards the guardhouses.
I'll head back there. Tell the guys that there's some fresh water over there by the pond. I think it'd be a really good idea if we like all topped up our fucking water and stuff. Like, you know, ever since that like really repugnant fucking stream that we are in, I feel like water is important. Anyway, while we were over there, there was a bunch of like fucking noises and shit coming from like just to the north of us. I mean, we got a little bit of time. It's still early in the day. We should go check it out. And I mean, I am by far no fucking expert in terms of ghosts and the undead and shit, but I'm pretty sure that they have no power in the daylight. I actually don't know.
I just make some assumptions.
All right.
Is the sun back out again there, Dave?
Oh yeah, sun rose as the sun rises.
Is Chitauri actually like... standing on like the edge of this pond?
Yep.
Yeah.
But
she's not standing. She's like full
laid
like,
out on a rock, mossy rock.
Yeah,
mossy rock, steam. like right overlooking the edge of the lake, though.
Well, pond.
Well, sure.
Kind of. I'm sunbathing, so my eyes are closed, but.
Harumph is going to push Chitauri off the rock and into the water and then start laughing.
Yeah, you push Chitauri into the water. She lands with a splash.
You look like a trout.
I mean, now she's all wet.
And then he's just going to wade in and start filling up his water canteens.
Damn it. Okay. I was going to do something, but just like, make him sleep. Like fall into the water. I was going to do like charm or like confuse or something like that. It's not gonna work because he's already in the water, and I was just gonna make him get into the water. Chitauri is going to get up, like do that thing, and then get back on her rock.
Back on her rock.
But she's not gonna close her eyes. She's gonna like side eye her rump the entire time. Now.
Her rump is going to see this and is going to be cackling under his breath. I'll keep you on your toes, young one.
Right? You are enjoying... And it is. It's idyllic. You're...
Do you know how, like, stressful the past couple of days have been? Just let me fucking enjoy my mossy rock.
Right? Like this is literally, like, a fairy forest. It is idyllic. It is... The sun is shining through the leaves. You could hear... birds singing joyfully, like it is.
Harumph is going to
Disney. Disney drop, you know, personified.
Yeah, right? Okay. Harumph is going to like drop all of his kit like up on the side of the pond and actually like start stripping off scale mail and basically get down to his skivvies and start giving himself a scrub out in the water and his beard and his face and his hair. And his hair is going to go from a dull brown to a much blonder color.
Right? Okay. So Harumph is going to wash.
So before everybody can fill up their canteens, Harumph has immediately soiled the water.
Yep.
Well, the solution to pollution is dilution, right?
Correct. And it's not my fault. They said to come over here and get water. I got water, and now I'm having a bath. Right?
I had like 10 years. 10 years.
10 years since you had a bath? Like, can you finish that sentence?
Right? You probably put that whole "you don't need to shower, your body will actually clean itself" theory to the test, right?
Is the test? Yeah, Chitauri's got one of those like crystals that gets rid of body odor.
Right?
Not the kind of girl Chitauri is.
No.
Little patchouli, whatever the
fuck. Patchouli? Oh, man, I hate that smell.
Patchouli? Oh, I like
whiskey. Of course you would. Of course you would.
It smells like old people.
Yeah. It's perfect. Perfect.
It smells like old right? people. I love it.
Yeah.
The second you smell patchouli, you know there's hippie up in here.
So Harumph is giving himself a damn good scrub in that, while splashing around and being a little bit ridiculous for a man of his age, but he doesn't care.
Right.
There's sun, there's water, nothing's trying to kill him. And he got to play a prank and push somebody else into the water. So he's feeling great.
Rejuvenated, one could almost say.
Indeed.
Right. Everybody else?
More than they're just sitting there kind of weird over by the tower when they were talking about fresh water. Yeah.
Well, I already got all my shit all cleaned up. Well, Rumpf is contaminating our potable water supply. Very, very sneakily press to digitize and like clean their clothes and their mail and like all that other shit. So when he comes out, it's already done.
It's not straight back into the dirty.
Because you can't stay clean if you just put dirty over top of clean and then.
That's a fair point. Fair point.
Well, just
think.
Just to make Jatari feel better, after he has finished, like, fully all of his filth is in the water, he is then going to cast as a ritual, purify food and drink. And that purifies a 5-foot radius of food and drink is rendered free from all poison and disease.
Would you say that you're, like, concentrating while
Indeed,
casting that?
Indeed, you have to as a ritual.
Chitari's going to throw a handful of mud at him.
And he's going to laugh.
Roll a constitution saving throw.
A con save. Yep. Don't say. I rolled a 12. And I have a 2 my con saves. Where are you? Con save of plus 3. So 15.
15. What's the level of that spell?
Throwing mud?
No. purify food and...
I think it's level 1. Hold on a second. I'm going to get back down there. Hold on a second. Purified. Yeah, first level.
All right. Yeah. You, even though you got a face full of mud, you're able to continue your ritual.
But a loud, hearty laugh bursts from Harumph as he's doing this. He's feeling in much better spirits.
Much better spirits. Yeah. I mean, I think all of you, somehow, you all are rejuvenated, enlightened, just enjoying, right? Even Ranorak, the
nice
goblin.
It's nice to be out from the underground, even though we're still in the underground. Yeah.
Right?
I will accept this.
You look like Adam Warlock.
It's mind-boggling how this could be here, right?
Well, that's some significant magic to make the sun shine in a dungeon, but Harumph is it feels real enough that he's willing to accept it right now.
It is I mean, you can't deny that this is real. Right, the wetness of the water, the dirt underfoot, the smell of the flowers and the trees, the sound of the birds.
Bird sound. Fuck. I'm not a particularly gifted outdoors person, but Can I listen a little bit closer and see if, like, these bird noises sound like they, like, repeat? Like, is there a pattern to them? Basically,
Ooh, can I help
it,
with that?
Is it just, like recorded kind of shit?
Roll me a nature check.
Okay, I will do a nature check. No, nope. It's a three.
Three.
Yeah.
I mean, it's birdsong.
Yeah, sounds like birds.
What? Do birds repeat themselves?
I mean, probably.
Probably?
Kind of. But, like, there's, like, that eerie, like, uncanny, this isn't quite right. Can I do that too, but instead of nature hear me out performance because it's birds singing?
Roll me a performance check.
Fucking smart. Fucking plant your strikes, eh? Back. Fucking deadly.
What does the 24 get me?
24. So you hear it. It is bird song. It is natural occurring bird song.
Gotcha.
It checks out. You can see the birds flying around and sitting in the trees. And and all that. So, what are your plans?
Well, now that we've gotten everybody rejuvenated, we should go check out that howling, moaning noise, because it's all right. Daylight. We should probably kill a little bit of time before we just, like, show up first thing in the morning at Willow's place. And I'm pretty sure that ghosts and the undead have no power in the daylight, so.
Have no power in the daylight. Okay. Are you guys going? So there's...
I love that conviction.
Yeah. just to the north of you seems to be, like, a gatehouse.
All right, well, Harumph is going to crawl out of the water and get dressed again and then curiously start to move towards the gates.
Okay.
I like it.
So you find a 15-foot-high iron portcullis. Portcullis? Portcullis? What is it?
Portcullis.
Yeah. Is embedded in the stone wall at the mouth of a long tunnel. Rough-hewn stairs just inside the tunnel climb to the top of the wall, which is closed by stone battlements. You can see no guards atop the wall or beyond the portcullis. The winch... raise the portcullis is inside the tunnel, just beyond the gate.
Can any of us fit through the bars, like Ranarad?
No.
Would a mage hand be able to lift that?
The portcullis?
Well, winding the...
No.
The winch?
No.
Is there any way to get over the wall? Could we climb it?
Yes. Suppose, possibly. 20-foot-high wall. You'd have to run out, whatever.
Chitauri, come here and run. You're lots of rope. Chitauri, you climb on my shoulders, and then Ranarat can climb us both.
All right. 20-foot high?
I'm actually just curious, because you're... human?
Almost 6 foot. No, I'm not human.
You're not human, okay.
I look human, but I'm a tall human.
Non-human?
I look human, but I'm a tall human.
Well, tell you what, I'll give you guys a week.
I'm just wondering who's bigger.
To figure this out.
That sounds really bad, but like...
How about that?
My guy's 200 pounds, so...
Yeah.
I'm
160. We'll, up you go. Yeah, we'll end it here at the 15-foot high portcullis.
You said 20.
Well, the portcullis is 15. The obviously the walls have to be bigger than the gate.
16.
Right?
16
feet. 15.1 feet. 15.1 feet, right? And we'll leave that here for this week, and we'll figure this out.
Woo!
Woo! Great exploration, guys. Great exploration. Well done, everybody. Well done. Nobody died.
Nobody died.
Fresh well, water, except for the halfling. More torches.
Well, yeah,
there's a dead halfling.
He's dead before.
Well dead.
That wasn't really our fault.
No, we didn't kill
him. Isn't it?
I really hope it wasn't our fault.
We didn't get here fast enough.
Oh, and we got that really cool fucking lamp. That's going to come in handy AF, considering nobody else has night vision except Rent.
I think everybody but
nobody
you,
else. Nobody Corey, has night nobody vision. Else has. Fuck. Is it just me and Chitauri?
Yeah, but Chitauri's like perpetual rave. Right now, no, though, because sunlight.
That's fair.
Perpetual rave.
Perpetual all rave. Right.
We'll wrap it up here, and then we'll get back into it after.
All right. Thanks, Dave.